Let's try to do a little better, okay? We know how it goes now, right? Now let's do the second verse, just like we did the first one. A city with foundations, firm and eternal strong, the walls of desolation shall never move a stone. Oh,
good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we, your children, come again this morning. We come approaching your mighty throne of grace because only you can do our poor souls any good. Amen. We come asking you, dear Father, as we approach your throne, that you will look down upon us, love us, and care for us. Keep us as your very own. Help us to understand that if we don't have you, we've got nothing. Amen. So let us know, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, that you have created the earth, you've created the stars, you created the heaven, but above all of that, you created love for us. Amen. So help us, dear Father, as we go through this country, to understand that there's nothing that confront us that you cannot defeat. Help us to know that as we travel through this sin-sick world, that the world is trying its best to set us back. Satan is always closer to heaven than we are because they're between us and God to see who they can turn around. But let us know, as we continue to shake a fist of rebellion in the face of Satan, that we belong to God and Him only. We're also praying, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, that we, your children, will let our light so shine that the world will see it and glorify you, which is in heaven. Amen. We're also praying, dear Father, as we go through this land and country, that we will reach out into the world, try our best to meet all of those who are grouping in darkness, those who know not Jesus Christ and the pardon of their sins, and teach them the mighty word of God. Amen. We're also praying, dear Father, that we will take your word and hide it in our hearts so we won't sin against God. Help us to understand that that word will judge us in the last day. So let us be true to it. Let us hold fast to it. And let us above all do that which is right. Amen. We're also praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will continue to love and care for one another. Let us still teach the world what love is about. Let us have the kind of love that your son showed for us when he went to the cross to die for us. Let us not turn back, but always press forward. Let us take all of our burdens, lay them at Jesus' feet, and stand up firm and march on as mighty soldiers heading to glory. Amen. We're also praying to Father as we travel toward glory, that we, your children, will lock hand in hand, arm in arm, and march as a mighty army. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who stand before us, those who preach your word, those who teach your word, those who are trying to make their calling and election sure. Give them a ready recollection of all the things that they've studied and help them to know God and the pardons of their sins. Help them to stand firm on the word of God. We pray that they will make full proof of their ministry. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those among us who can't come anymore, Those who are sick and shut in.
Amen.
Those who feel downtrodden. Help us to do the things that we can to lift their spirits, to bring them back to the fold before it's everlasting too late. We're also praying, dear Father, when the good Lord said the harvest is white and the labors are few, who will go? Let us stand firm on the word of God and say, here am I, God, please send me. And once we are sent, let us run to places where the brave dare not go.
Amen.
Let us stand firm on the word of God and teach and preach what we should and ought to.
Amen.
We're asking these prayers in your son Jesus' name and for his sake. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my sovereign die?
Would he devote that sacred head for such a one as I? And cross, where my burden saw light, and the burden it was right that I had done.